It's them. This is WFMU, East Orange. I wonder where our little, it's not in, the echo is running, but it just doesn't seem to be coming up in the Scully anymore. Shame about that.
Yeah.
WFMU, East Orange.
So sad.
Oh, maybe it's the wrong side of the tape again. That was Pat and the Satellites with Jupiter C, the Riptides with Machine Gun. The Shameless Cramps ripped that one off for Call of the Wig Hat, I believe. Ronnie and the Redcaps with Conquest, the Corvairs, and Slip Disc. Jack and the Rippers with Heart Attack. Bruce Bennett, what you got in it? Oh, Bruce's here today.
Yeah, like, buddy!
It's kind of hard to get enthused without the echo, you know?
Yeah, I know. We can read this. Hello, gang. Throw down those little old guns and toddle off home. There's no getting the hound down.
A
little
go.
Tribute to Access Sally, who passed away last night.
Uh-huh. A pioneer broadcasting in the 40s.
Right.
Freeform radio.
Yeah.
Go, Andy, go.
Andy the bartender working on our slapback machine.
Special magic.
Yes. Anyway, what do we got for you today? We're hoping you're all having a great holiday weekend, especially those of you who left New York. Hey, something happened.
The speakers came on.
The speakers behind us came on?
Kill my headphones.
How do I kill your mic? That's the only thing I can do. What do you got going on there? The board, the WFMU board is completely gone, folks.
Got to sort of use the whip in the chair thing with the board here. It's getting a little unruly.
Professional,
it's like a gator, you know.
Professional radio at its most creative. I just seem to have lost a channel in my head here. Anyway.
It's only a matter of time.
We have our, every 4th of July we try to do something for the British intrusion. So we have a tribute. It's the 19th anniversary of Brian Jones' death tomorrow. We're going to do a little tribute to Brian Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Hillbilly Hangover, a State of the Vibe report. We're going to do the what would have happened without the British intrusion. We will play Hello Lucille, so don't start calling in about it. But we think we'll play it the week and everybody's away. We got so many requests for Hello Lucille. We'll
it's a beautiful day. Nobody's listening.
Everybody's out of town anyway, so you're all going to miss it. And you'll call next week and say, can you play the lesbian song? I'll say, I played it last week. I forgot it. Anyway, we're going to kick back in with some more music and try to fix the board here. The record with the loudest recorded drums. Hey!
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay, you can put down the axe handle now.
Yeah. Anyway. We had a...
Thumbs Madsen, ladies and gentlemen.
Missed this. We had a Bo Diddley sound-alike contest, which was won by Freddie Cannon's Buzz Buzz a Diddle It.
Uh-huh.
Because there was an accordion in there and people thought it was a Cajun record. It was pretty... We got the 30-something vote. They're going, I vote for the Cajun record.
Rosen was telling me the other week that apparently the redfish population in the coastal waters of North America has been so depleted it's a protected species now because of, like, the Cajun restaurant craze.
You mean the blackened redfish is an endangered... Probably alligator pequant contributed to the gators becoming almost extinct.
No, they farm those. It's
not
okay.
Not nearly as much as the Army Corps of Engineers contributed to such.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be... eating any like range fed gator, you know, you never know when you might turn up with like a, you know, Jacksonville County tag in your meal.
Yeah, right. Or somebody that Jacksonville police lynched and fed to them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the greatest drums ever recorded, Mr. Bo Diddley there.
Bo Diddley had a farm. Well, that farm he had some women. One little girl lived on the hill. She rustled and tossed like Buffalo Bill. One day she decided she'd go for a ride with a pistol and a sword by her side. She rolled right up to my front door. Knocked and knocked till the place got sore. When she turned and walked away, all I could hear my baby say, from
a hit. I put it all together and I hooked it to a chair. Boy, stupid cat looked pretty fair. I waited and I waited till my baby come home. Now I'm gonna find out if she been doing me wrong. My baby started hollering and now she's gone. Must have hooked it up wrong. They strapped me in the electric chair and I thought, what a fool. I just made it down to the electrician school. I thought that I was rid of her, but now I see she's gonna be right down there with me.
I'll work with you. Get on the phone, you know exactly what to do. Whoa, baby, tell me what's wrong with you. Whoa, whoa, what's wrong with you? You're acting so funny now. Don't know what to do. Ah, baby, you and my little Cuban doll, old baby. Ah, ha, ha. My little Cuban doll, old baby. Yes, you're my little sugar now. God knows I don't mean maybe. Long time.
Take a nap and give the bottle to the baby. Bottle to the baby. Yeah, rock. Bottle to the baby. If you want me to baby, you let rock now. Hey, bottle, baby, did you pop, pop, pop. Bottle, baby, did you pop, pop, pop. Bottle, baby, did you pop, pop, pop.
Will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Woo! things she loved to make. Where can it be? Where's your Cadillac car? A Cadillac car, Cadillac car. Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Will get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Where's your diamond ring? A diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Where can I give me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Yep, we're running a little hot there, but that's all right. This is the Ham. I'm driving WFMU, East Orange, with Gene Vincent, and get it, Eddie Cochran playing that fantastic guitar solo there. The Romancers, You Ain't Nothing But a House Cat. Charlie Feathers, who's very sick, and we'll tell you about that in a minute. Bottle to the Baby. Lightning Hopkins with Bad Boogie. Don Cole, Lie Detector Machine. We open up with Bo Diddley and his orchestra with Hey, Bo Diddley. Anyway, there's a benefit for Charlie Feathers on July the 17th. That's at Bad Bob. Bad Bob's Vapors. That's the name of the bar.
Vapors?
Vapors. And that's
Vespers.
It's in Memphis, Tennessee, at 1743 Brooks Road. The phone number there, I don't know the Memphis area code, but it's 345-1761. And appearing will be Jerry Lee Lewis, the Sun Rhythm Section, Barbara Pittman, Tex Rabinowitz, Bubba Feathers, the Panther Burns, and a whole host of Cordell Jackson might be there. A whole gang of idiots.
Yeah,
and
real salute.
Charlie evidently is dying. He's in very poor health. And as nasty of a guy he is, wouldn't autograph a record for me, but I still like him. And you should...
Got to get in those last few cuts, huh, Hap?
Yeah.
He won't be around to be...
Not that I want
to
laugh.
Marshall to kick
not
around
that I
wanna, much longer.
Not that I want to laugh at somebody on their deathbed, but if you'd like to send a donation to help the old guy along, get your pen. Okay, you got it? Got your pen? Got your paper? Charlie Feathers, care of Bob McCarver, 4966 Quince Road, Quince Road, Quince, Memphis, Tennessee, 38117. Send some money to Charlie Feathers, because Sam Phillips won't.
Yep.
Anyway, you want to do some news?
What do you got?
See that?
Ah.
The Hound News File. Very skimpy this week, folks. Bruds at the Friars Club. No kidding, folks. New York's comedian-oriented Friars Club elected its first female members yesterday in Manhattan, ending its 84-year men-only tradition. To be sure, the club's decision was hardly a punchline. The voting followed a Supreme Court ruling upholding a New York City law that prohibits private clubs from banning women. Those elected to honorary membership yesterday after the Board of Governors changed its constitution. Barbara Sinatra, the first inductee. Of course, everybody's got to kiss Sinatra's ass.
Yeah.
Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Edie Gourmet, Barbara Streisand, Elizabeth Taylor, Dinah Shore, Phyllis Diller, and Martha Ray. Can we use that term scaly old hole again in there somewhere? A spokesperson told the association that the Friars also approved Liza Minnelli if she promised not to bring any of her sissy friends with her. The show business don't dominate a group whose top officer is Frank Sinatra, has more than 1,300 members in New York. That's good and fine, folks, but remember, McSorley's was a good bar at one time, too, and now it's like the worst nightmare of a trip. You can't even walk by there without some jock who can't get a girl wanting to fight you.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes it's good to leave well enough alone, but you never know. Wife beats up Lionel Richie, Dateline Los Angeles. Pop singer Lionel Richie's wife went on a rampage yesterday that left him and a female companion injured in the woman's Beverly Hills apartment in shambles, police said. It began in the wee hours of the morning when Brenda Richie, 35, broke into the home of Diane Alexander, 22, according to Police Lieutenant Robert Curtis. Richie allegedly was kicked in the stomach by his wife and left the apartment before police arrived. but neighbors complained of a screaming woman soon brought them to Alexander's home on South Doheny Drive.
Dancing on the ceiling.
They found Alexander on the floor with Mrs. Ritchie striking and kicking her, according to Curtis. They pulled Mrs. Ritchie off Alexander and arrested her at 2:35 a.m., but not before furniture had been knocked around and several windows were smashed. The apartment was a mess, said Curtis. After the arrest, Ritchie called Beverly Hills cops to report that his wife had forced her way and kicked him in the stomach. Howard Brandy, the singer's publicist, bring down the ducks. Howard Brandy, the singer's publicist, would not comment on the incident, nor would the 39-year-old Ritchie comment. Mrs. Ritchie was charged with battery, vandalism, trespassing, resisting arrest, corporal injury to a spouse, and disturbing the peace. She was released on $5,000 bail. Shortly after 8 a.m., Alexander complained of injuries to her face, head, neck, left side, but refused to let cops take her to the hospital. That's a bad move when it comes to lawsuit time, babe. You should have went to the hospital.
Yeah, gotten Polaroids besides.
Yeah, Ritchie and his wife were college sweethearts who tied the knot in 1975. He has sold more than 17 million albums, won numerous Grammys and an Oscar, and he stinks. Letting your chick diss on you like that.
Yeah, what is up with that? What is up with that?
I think we should send him a copy of Iceberg Slim.
Yeah.
Teach him how to act.
Yeah, or at least send him a coat hanger, you know?
She's a little crazy about Little Richard. Hope for the younger generation. Bobby Novak of Wheaton, Illinois, is a woman who wants very much to make her little daughter happy. It seems her 6-year-old daughter, Becky, who will turn 7 on August 2nd, really wants Little Richard to come to her birthday party. And they're
in
trying
a clown
to get hold
suit?
Of him. No, just any way they can. It seems Daddy brought home a CD of Little Richard's greatest hits. And ever since then, Becky became addicted to it. She makes us crazy with the thing. It's the first thing she plays in the morning when she's getting dressed. We hear Good Golly Miss Molly and Tutti Frutti blasting all over the house. The woman asked if she was a Little Richard fan. I saw him back in the 50s when he appeared on television. I can remember that skinny mustache and that wild hair and the cape. I never imagined I would have a daughter who would become infatuated with him. But she really wants him at the birthday party, and I thought perhaps you knew him. They're talking to Bob Green here, who wrote the article. So if anybody knows Little Richard, they can put him in touch with Bob Green at the Chicago Herald Tribune and get him out to this little birthday party.
Yeah.
It's a slow news week. What do you think's going to happen with the Yankees?
Oh, I don't know. As long as they're not in first coming into the break, I feel like, you know, there's hope.
Yeah, well, I keep thinking, you know, if they would have dropped the 3 to Chicago, you know, they would have fired Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea to save the Yankees is to bail Joe Pep out and make him the manager.
That's a really good idea.
It would certainly make for more interesting you know, things for the New York sports writers to write about.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, the Yankees are really getting a bad, bad slam in the New York press.
So what else is new? They got slammed when they were winning, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's really sad, especially when you see those ads with Winfield and that guy from the Daily News on there. Did you see the Tyson-Spinks fight?
No, I blinked.
Yeah, I watched the replay like 5 times. I went there. I had bets in both directions, so even with the $35 ticket price, I came out $15 ahead of the game.
That's nice to turn a profit.
The most interesting part of it was to see what celebrities in the audience were cheered and what celebrities were booed.
To wit?
The most boos went to Donald Trump, Don King, Oprah Winfrey.
What did people find, like, you know, hostile making about Oprah?
She looks too much like Reverend Al Sharpton. I think a lot of people thought it was Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Who else was booed? George Steinbrenner, a cheery round of boos for him.
George Steinbrenner is a man who can't ride in a public elevator these days because people just like start screaming at him.
Didn't Billy punch somebody in an elevator once? I guess he can't ride in elevators anymore.
Billy Martin punched somebody everywhere that you can possibly punch somebody.
Like some people go around seeing how many weird places they can have sex. Billy likes this one. I'm going to get one in a church today.
Yep.
And he heads up to St. Patrick's.
Whack him over the head with a collection plate.
The people that got the most cheers, this is pretty surprising. Muhammad Ali obviously got the most applause.
The champ.
Magic Johnson and Jack Nicholson both came in second. They both got amazing applause, much more than Jesse Jackson, who got, you know, a pretty decent smattering, but not quite what Jack Nicholson got.
A polite response.
Nobody recognized Warren Beatty. Neil Diamond drew about half boos and half applause.
Yeah, it's the local boy thing, you know.
Paul Simon was booed at the Ritz, but I think he was cheered at Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And
ignored at the World.
And Butch Spinks made a fool of himself by trying to get Tyson out of his dressing room first, where you could actually, the most interesting part of the fight was actually they closed up on Tyson's dressing room door when Spinks wouldn't come out of his dressing room. Because there was a hoopla because a representative of the Spinks camp was not there when they taped Tyson's left hand. And you could hear Tyson punching the walls and screaming obscenities, and eventually he punched the hole right through the wall.
Really?
Yeah, he came out smoking.
Mm.
Oh, Robin Givens got a lot of booze, and so did her mom.
Yeah.
I don't know, was there anything good in this paper here?
Which paper? What, the one that turns your fingers black?
The one that folds over.
Yeah, I can't read that. The type's too small.
Let's see if there's anything in the Times today. But we've discovered that the Saturday Times is actually must have a different staff because they get some pretty gruesome stories.
Yeah, source of sick info.
Let's see, we had a little neighborhood tragedy right a couple of blocks away from where I live. A building on 13th Street collapsed, killing two little kids who were sitting on the stoop. You know, the sleazy landlord will probably get a $100 fine for that one. I don't know. There's nothing in the paper. The things to renounce. We have anything to announce? No.
Mm.
We have Baby Gramps played at Maxwell's last night, and everybody missed it because there was like 10 people there. But he was totally fantastic.
Well, as far as entertaining oneself this evening, Channel 13 is really pulling out all the stops and showing like a whole bunch of excellent James Whale horror pictures. If you tune in early, Bride of Frankenstein at 11 o'clock, Devil Doll at 12:20, Island of Lost Souls, Billy Miller's favorite movie, at 1:40 a.m.
VCR Spectacular.
Exactly. Mad Love at 2:50 a.m. And then they blow the whole deal by showing that Leigh Montgomery Clift movie, The Big Lift, again. But
well, you'd probably be asleep by then.
Yeah. If you're into like a hateful orgy of black and white horror pictures, look no further.
Yeah,
definitely VCR ready.
A fine reason to stay at home.
James Whale's like this crazy pervert that they let make movies for a little while before they found out how sick he was and sent him to a mental institution.
An English guy, too.
Yeah, an English guy. Used to have these really weird parties.
We're celebrating Independence Day this weekend. This is actually fairly interesting. On July the 5th, Tuesday, in where Jim Price normally is, which is 7 to 9 a.m., Glenn Jones and the general of High Times Magazine,
yeah,
who almost got shot by a friend of mine once.
Really?
I was DJing at this party at the tunnel, and he was breaking bottles all over the place, and this really heavy-duty drug dealer guy I know, who was like packing a gun, got a piece of flying glass like almost in his eye, and he was ready to shoot the general right there, and the general was too drunk to know he was almost killed.
Yeah.
But these guys are going to interview Al Grandpa Lewis of the Munsters. Also, hopefully they'll get some good Car 54 stories out of him,
because yeah.
I actually prefer him in that role. But that's what day is that? That's like Tuesday morning from 7 to 9:30. Al Lewis, he won't be on the Howard Stern show. He'll be here on FMU. You might want to tune that in, or mm-hmm. You might want to sleep late. Let's get into a little Hillbilly Hangover. We haven't done that in a long time.
There's an idea.
Mr. Hank Williams, the old sorry ass himself.
Skinny.
Like a hog a rootin' up under a fence, like a flop-eared mule, it ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone. We fight and we fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I've had enough of that. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but I'm gonna get gone. Well, I said I would leave if you didn't change. Baby, it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone. I'm getting sick and tired of the same old world. I tell you right now, Lord, my bucket's about full. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, but now I'm gonna get gone.
You're the reason I don't sleep at night. I just lay here at night, toss and I turn, loving you so, how my heart yearns. You're the reason I don't sleep at night. Walking the floor, feeling so blue, smoke cigarettes, and drink coffee too. You're the reason I don't sleep at night.
Don't sleep at night.
I'm betting you're not losing sleep over me. But if I'm wrong, don't fail to call. Come over and keep me company. Sometimes I go for a walk, take a look at the moon, strum a guitar and sing a little tune. Honey, you're the reason I don't sleep at night. But if I'm wrong, don't fail to call. Come over and keep me company. Sometimes I go for a walk, take a look at the moon, strum my guitar and sing a little tune. Honey, you're the reason I don't sleep at night.
Say thanks to my very good friend Jimmy Davis for coming up here to Baltimore and pinch hitting for me today. Also, my boys, they're all here, and my wife, Audrey. On December the 13th, I had to have an operation, and I've been putting off for about a year. I had to have it because I'd finally got to where I couldn't even walk on one leg hardly. So at the time I had it, I was told that I'd probably be up and I could make this date here in Baltimore. But when he started the operation, when the doctor got into my back, he found a lot wrong that he hadn't anticipated before. So naturally he had to go ahead and fix it all. I had what you call a spine fusion. Had two ruptured discs in my back, and the first and second joint, the first and second vertebrae, was no good. It was just been deformed or broke when I was a child or wore out or something. Said he thought I'd rolled a few too many 100,000 miles in these automobiles. So he went ahead and fixed it. So after I came to from the anesthetic, he told me it'd be impossible for me to be out before the 1st of February. So then me and Mr. Denny at the station here, we tried to talk him into letting me take an airplane with a stretcher in it, an ambulance, fly up to Washington and take an ambulance from there over to Baltimore, but he wouldn't
go. This is a hit! Well, you come home feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on telling you, I'll tell you some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't wanna be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a slot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for you running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water, Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot, you better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go, cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go, cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
The city where it began, a fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be her buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Make a fool of me. Then I met this barmaid in my whole damn world caved in. Heaven knows when she sucked my toes, I was pussy whipped again. Pussy whipped again. A fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be a buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Change her mind. Sure enough, she left me just in the nick of time. A girlfriend took me around the world, the places that I've never been. She called my bluff, and sure enough, I was pussy whipped again.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Yep, it's the hound. Give me a little drums there, please. A little hillbilly hangover. We haven't done that in quite a while.
The cracker bum out.
Yeah, that was David Allen Coe with Pussy Whipped Again from old homeboy from Key West there. And I'd like to thank AP for that one. He donated that to the show. Johnny Cash with Leave That Junk Alone. Marty Robbins singing the blues. Hank Williams Sr. with Fool About You and The Apology, which was when he was too sick to make it to a gig, they'd send these little takes along with it. Miss Ordreed or Entertain the Folks. Bobby Edwards, You're the Reason. That's to dedicate that set to Tom the Ice Cream Man on Broadway and 4th. Crank it out there. He said there's a lot of fat people out today.
Yeah, hanging out in front of town.
Yeah. So, fat girls, you can stick out your can for the ice cream, man.
Yeah. Ask for a fudge bar.
Yep. WFMU, East Orange. I'm the Hound. El Bruce, my right-hand man on my left. And things to announce here. We got Thursday, July the 7th at the See Here Bookstore, which is on East 7th Street between 2nd and 1st Avenues down the basement, will be for you literary fans. Nick Toshis and Richard Meltzer will be there in person signing their copies of their new books. Meltzer's book is titled L.A. is the Capital of Kansas, and Toshis' book is called Cut Numbers. And they will be there, so all you rock writer groupies can go down there.
Yeah.
Do that.
Their work is so seminal.
Yes, seminal. Beyond words.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is we're supposed to be announcing? There's sure nothing to do this holiday weekend. They've moved the fireworks up a little further north in Manhattan. On the east side, they'll be up by 23rd Street.
Is that right?
Monday, yeah. Which is a better view from my roof.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm looking through this whole thing. Deb Parker's friend Felicia will be at the Apollo Theater Amateur Hour this Wednesday, and she'll be on Nick Hill's live music faucet, Drip Drip. That's why he called it the live music course. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this. Oh, here we go. I got something. Here's your friend Jennifer Blowdryer's on the board here, Raisin Brand. What's this all about? Get near a microphone if you're going to talk.
Oh, okay.
Son, Raisin
Brand. All
right,
well,
don't break it,
Ray. She's going to be on Bronwyn's show Friday.
What happened to your voice? It's like an alien back there?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous. She's going to be where? I can't read this. On Bronwyn's show, which is when? There's no date here. Friday, July 8th.
Looks like somebody wrote that with their foot.
Yeah. I went to a Christmas party at our house last year.
Nice girl.
It was an interesting scene. It was Santa Slux was the theme. You can put it together in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm getting a pretty clear mental image off of that one.
Yes. WFMU East Orange. We said that already. It's legal ID time, though.
Yeah, anyway, play music.
Coming up. You know, we are celebrating Independence Day. Independence from what? From King George and his little wig-hatted friends there. And they did get their revenge on us around the 60s with this thing called the British Intrusion, in which they sent over a whole bunch of skinny little guys in mop-top hats to imitate Americans playing rock and roll and stole the thunder. But imagine, if you will, a world without those limeys. What 1964 radio would have sounded like had there not been a British Intrusion? Well, the songs would have been the same, but it would have been more like this. We'll kick it off with Bobby Day, who had his thunder stolen by the DC-5. We're actually the best of the batch, probably.
Toot, 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 toot. Well, I went to a dance the other night. This dance is gonna be a drink. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drink. All at once it happened. Well, the prettiest in this world. Oh, please, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Please, oh, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date.
heart was broken. All of my life, where had she been? But I'll drive over and over and over and over again. I'll drive over and over and over and over again. I will drive over.
Please, E flat from the top.
I saw him today. I saw his face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away. And get down on my knees and pray that they go away. Keep on a big, a big, a big, a big.
wild back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. See, things would have been just fine without the British.
It would have been
the same. Rock and they didn't go. And this line about the Beatles saved rock and roll from Frankie Avalon, that's a bunch of dink.
Mm.
That was the Isley Bros with Twist and Shout. The Valentinos, It's All Over Now. The Exciters, Diddy Wah Diddy, which always reminds me of the movie Stripes. I just start cracking up. Yep, Il Bruce too. Bessie Banks with Go Now, Jackie DeShannon. I heard an amazing Jackie DeShannon story from Kim Fowley. He was talking to somebody at a bar, and I was in L.A., and I snuck up behind him to hear what he was saying. He said that Jackie DeShannon's vagina goes sideways.
Wow.
Isn't that an amazing piece of dirt? Bobby Day, Over and Over. Well, at least like the Dave Clark Five and the Stones didn't copy girls.
Yeah.
They copied men, at least. You know, the Beatles were big on going for the girl groups. You know, he's like... The Searchers.
I think it's sort of Polly's vibe. You know?
Those bands were all a little on the fae side. You know the British manager thing, how that goes.
Yeah, the only, yeah. Hey, Epi, lend me a fiver and I'll let you feel me boom.
There you go. But we will be paying tribute.
King size Taylor, man.
We'll be paying tribute to Brian Jones a little later.
Like, yeah. About think Trogs, folks. If you want to think English, think Trogs.
Right. The Trogs and the Stones, the Pretty Things.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, them.
I like that having a rave up at the Yardbirds, yeah, the first side of that. The Animals, first two albums. Mm-hmm. That Live Animals album is good.
Yep.
And the Downliner Sect, and there we cut it off right there.
Sharply.
The rest of the country, you can sink them. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. You think the Vibe Report will come in on time?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, what we're going to do, we'll spin some records until then, and if it doesn't come in, we'll just go into our regularly normal programming.
Updates blah, 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 as they happen.
Boobity ba ba with Lightning Slim.
Well, a little red rooster told a little red hen, I ain't been to see you in God knows when. The little red hen told a little red rooster, you don't come around daddy like you used to. Got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, yes, we got to rock the night. Well, the old black cat told the little gray mouse, I got a mind to chase you around this house. The little gray mouse told the old black cat, said, look here, daddy, don't chase me like that. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, yes, we got to rock the night. Well, a little green frog told a big black snake, he said, come on, daddy, let's swim in the lake. The big black snake told a little green frog, said, I'm gonna lay here on this log. I got to rock the night, baby. I got to rock the night, baby. I'm glad to rock the night, baby. I'm glad to rock with you tonight. Well, let's rock a while. Out the wild. The crocodile said to the pink alligator, so get me now, daddy, and I'll hang around later. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby. We got to rock the night, baby, cause we got to rock the night. Well, let's rock a while. Let's
this is a hit!
Japanese Sound Man, take 16.
One, two, three.
That's out of here.
Wait a minute. Juice is off. The get off. The guitar. What?
I am the Japanese Sandman.
You looking like the Japanese Sandman?
he goes rag tag ding dong, rag tag ding rag tag ding dong, 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 rag tag ding dong. I am the Japanese senator from across the sea. I got all the girls a loving me. I am the Japanese salmon and I know I'm blue. I follow behind all the paper rules. I am the Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. I wear a pinstripe jacket made of chunky fuyang. A polka dot shoes made of yang sang. I got a mean blood from a mean torch. A purple blue pants from an old Mingo Shanks. I am the Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me.
Get the big thing to say. All I get to say is, he goes a rag tag ding dong, rag is sandy on a rag tag ding dong, rag is sandy wall, rag tag ding dong, rag is sandy, or rag tag ding dong. It's the young honey, rag tag ding dong, rag is sandy, or rag tag ding dong, rag.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Stubborn as an old country mule. what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Uncle John don't know he better stay in that alley. Ain't Mary done seen it with a long toss that you better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. Ain't Mary done got that gun. For speed, and Mary got the gun, and that's exactly what you need. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. And Mary John got that gun. Shoot you way over yonder. You better run, run, run. You better run, Uncle John. You better run. You better run, you better run. Ain't Mary John got that gun. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. And Mary John got that gun.
This is a hit!
my mojo is frail. Wherever I rub my root, my luck will never fail. When I rub my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Lord, I rub my Johnny Kangaroo. The man go free. I was rubbing my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Yeah, you know that ain't nothing she can do. Well, long will I rub my Johnny Kangaroo.
Yep, it's the hound. Ray, what did I ask you to do at the end of the song? There you go.
Stand around and look foolish?
Raisin Bran. Anyway, this is the hound. This is WFMU, East Orange, with the Mudster with Rub My Root, Why Don't You? Here's Jerry McCain with Run Uncle John Run, Bobby Blue Bland Further Up the Road, The Drifters Don't Dog Me, The Cellos, Rang Tang Ding Dong. Hey, actually, there's a Cellos LP, finally, after all these years, us cello fans, put out by our good friend Don Folletti, released some of the Apollo catalog. This, what do you call this? Relic. It's one of these weird doo-wop, very scary kind of record.
Mm-hmm.
You see these greasy pizza-faced guys from Brooklyn with it in their hands, and they're all sweaty, yeah. and they're bitching because there's no ballads on it or something. We opened up with Lightning Slim and the Rooster Blues. This is WFMU East Orange. We have things to talk. Yeah, I'd like to take this opportunity, seeing as we have a record low listenership for the 4th of July weekend, the Dog Style cassette. A lot of people sent me tapes over the last month. You know, the guy who sent the Neil Young live tape, and some other guy sent some blues tapes. And I got some Dog Styles for you. I just got to get myself to the post office. Those of you who would like Dog Style Volume 2, get your pen right now. I'm not going to repeat this. Okay, Dog Style, care of WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey. The zip is 07019. Okay, this is what you have to send. You must have all these things or you won't get it. A blank 90-minute cassette, a self-addressed stamped envelope big enough to hold said cassette with $1.05 postage, first-class postage, and a letter in 50 words or less. This is a must, Why I Love the Hound. And you will receive your 1987 Dog Style Volume 2. Or if you want Volume 1, which is actually better, send two cassettes and twice as much postage. Or what have
and
you.
And twice as big an envelope.
And don't call here asking for the address, because I'll give it out again next week, maybe, or something. Anyway, coming up, we got a Brian Jones tribute a little bit later. We got some other junk, maybe a vibe report, what have you. And we're going to go right into Buddy Johnson and a little crazy. You got something to say there before we do this?
Yeah, Andy, where's my BLT, bro?
Andy, where's the BLT? Maybe that's the BLT on the phone over there. Anyway, with Buddy Johnson and his little orchestra.
I got a girl who's crazy about a saxophone. I got a girl who's crazy about a saxophone.
When the joint start jumping, I could never keep her home. She's in the joint going blow, blow, blow. Break one day, and when I got back home, went to work one day, and when I got back home, found a note on the table saying, "Goodbye, chump, I'm gone." She left with him going, blow, blow, blow.
I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir, but.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right, let's start again. Isn't this pitiful? Hold it! Hold it! Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Iggerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. And while you're at it, play some music to dance by. Not this music to read comic books by. I mean music to dance to. You know, rock and roll.
Every night in the alley when the moon was high, a big cup cat come a-strutting by. The claws on his paws were like a 10-penny nail, and everybody knew you didn't step on the tail of Big Tom. After daylight, nobody knew where he went, but everybody knew he didn't pay no rent. When he passed, everyone made a little bow, and if you spoke at all, well, you just sent me out of Big Tom. Some say he came from Tin Pan Alley, where he got in a fight for a puss named Sally. Cat fur flew, and after a little, that stray cat's hide wouldn't string a fiddle, Big Tom. Then came the night on a one-way street when they heard the rumble of four big feet. A great big bulldog was grinning wide, left them all there paralyzed, side by side, he said, Tom. Everyone knew their leader was brave, and not one doubted that he'd be saved. They knew that once Tom made his play, that bulldog wouldn't see the light of day, Big Tom. While the rest of them stood there frozen in fear, Big Tom grabbed a mouthful of bulldog beer. They found Big Tom's body after the crash, under 49 cats in a barrel of trash. Big Tom. They dug through the beets and the coffee grounds and the watermelon rinds and the bozo clowns, and when they reached the cabbage and the apple cores, they all knew they just couldn't do no more for Big Tom. They never reopened that worthless can, they just left this note for the garbage man. When you pass by here, remove your hat, 'cause at the bottom of this here can lies a tough top cat.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends on field.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you want to be slick,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You want the blue, you learn to do
turkey hop.
Poke out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest.
Let's do the turkey hop.
Do the turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
want to stop.
If you want to be slick,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop. Talking about
turkey hop.
This chick's coming unhinged.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Hold it, Ronnie. Let's not blow this thing into a beef.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Got me doing
you see. The doctor said to me, the doctor said to me,
is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
I may not fit in with your plan, but darling, you got to understand, that's just the way I am. You'll never change me. What nature made, you cannot change. So love me now and don't complain. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Well, ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You never change me. And I won't change for someone else. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. So love me now or say goodbye. And if you leave, dear, I ain't gonna cry. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Won't ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Don't make a fool out of yourself for trying to change somebody else. And each one has the life they live. Ask for more than you can give. Some things in life are so divine. So you live your life and I live mine. That's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am. You'll never change me. Well, it's just the way I am.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's them. WFMU, East Orange. It's legal ID. Anyway, That was Lonnie Allen, and You'll Never Change Me. A little more on the swag. Dion and the Belmonts with Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Huey Piano Smith and His Clowns, She's Psycho. Johnny Otis with Turkey Hop. Marvin Rainwater, Tough Top Cat. And we opened up with Buddy Johnson Orchestra, She Crazy About a Saxophone. Anyway.
Pertaining to...
We saw a sneak preview. Now that we have Lauren from Rolling Stone here all the time, we get all these inside tips in the music biz. We still got a sneak preview of the Neil Young video that they will never show on MTV.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. Too bad the rest of you don't get to see it.
You'll probably never see it, but it is, if you get a chance anywhere, it is truly tasteless. They do like exact imitations of beer ads. It's that really stupid song from his new album, the anti-beer ad song.
What is it called? This Note's for You.
It's a crappy song, but it's a pretty funny video. Not that I'm much a fan of videos. You do see Spuds McKenzie licking this girl's breasts, this girl in a bikini, these gigantic breasts, and they do a takeoff on the... What was that ad?
They have the Obsession.
Obsession, that, you know, the perfume, the really the sort of homo, self-conscious.
They have this girl crawling
thing
around in broken glass and licking it off the ground. What were some of the other highlights of it?
There's a guy that looks like Joe Piscopo doing that stupid thing, you know, the sort of goofy wrestler thing.
We also have the Michael Jackson's hair catching on
Oh,
fire.
Right.
That was really tasteful. Yeah.
Yeah, this was good. They had the imitation of the Michael Jackson Pepsi ad, only he bumps into the light, his hair catches fire, and
he's trying to get Whitney Houston to put it out.
Pours a Pepsi on his head.
Right, Whitney Houston.
Grabs the wig.
Yeah.
Pours a Pepsi on his head. He grabs her wig. That's pretty good.
This is supposed to be like an inside joke that Whitney Houston actually does wear wigs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hear she munches wigs, too.
Get closer to the microphone.
Houston's hair is not real. She does wear wigs.
We also hear she munches the carpet.
Yeah, she munches wigs.
Wig munching.
Anyway... Elvis still
grabber.
Alive. What do you think? You think Elvis still alive? I've been handed this.
I think he's still dead, you know?
This book by Gail Brewer Giorgio, the author of Orion the Novel. Is Elvis Alive? This is the incredible
What's
Elvis
behind tape. The mask?
There's a cassette that comes with it. It's Is Elvis Alive? Excerpts from the forthcoming book and tape, Is Elvis Alive? I'm going to randomly throw this in.
Wing and a Prayer, Radiohead.
Yeah, we have to swag
it's
it.
It's a bit depressing, but...
So much for the swag loop. Okay. Let's hear some of this thing.
Here we go. It's Elvis.
Queued this one up, huh?
Is Elvis alive?
I queued it up for you.
What do you think? You think he's still dead?
I think he was reincarnated.
I think if he was still alive, the rumors of Jerry Lee and his daughter would have smoked him out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
We'll see if some mysterious guy contributes like $5 million to the Charlie Feathers fund. What is this?
It's a
I really can't say
that
I didn't need to rest. Slowly, I started getting myself in shape.
Fidelity's terrible.
I didn't sing much.
It looks like a bunch of junk. It's probably Raoul Donner.
But at the end, he talks about how he made some waitress happy in Germany. Because,
I'll bet.
With a Cadillac?
Wouldn't take much if you were Elvis. With a BLT?
That's why Bruce likes BLTs.
Yeah, BLTCB. Thank you, Andy.
Anyway, why
is Elvis alive? Who cares?
Well, here are some of the issues that this stupid book addresses itself to. Why has the death certificate disappeared? Huh? Why? Ask yourself
that.
Why has no one ever come forward to claim on Elvis Presley's life insurance?
Ooh.
Huh? Huh?
Why is Elvis's name misspelled on his tombstone?
Yeah, 2A.
That's right.
Why was the body listed on the original death certificate as weighing 170 pounds when Elvis weighed over 250 pounds when he died, huh?
Ringer.
Ask yourself that.
Yeah.
Why was Elvis's personal possessions, his jewelry, clothes, books, and, this is italicized, pictures of his mother never found?
If anyone knows the answers to those questions.
I think Lee Lynch has all of that stuff.
Is it possible that Elvis is still alive? This book and tape may well be the story of our lifetime, folks. It's got lots of impressive looking legal papers recreated here and No prescriptions, though. Basically,
any good photos?
You know, they keep such tight tabs on these drugs now, these prescription drugs, that if Elvis was still alive, he would have gotten busted because the FBI would have seen all these gigantic prescriptions going out in these weird places and tracked him through that.
Not if he's in that special FBI condo with the, you know, JFK with the mind of a child after his brains being splattered out in Texas, you know, all those guys.
Oh, that place. You mean the Circus Freaks retirement home?
Exactly. Florida? Poor JFK is like trying to, like, you know, play, you know, playing that lotto game and everything.
He's getting confused.
Howard Hughes is there keeping his feces in jars.
Let's visit this place.
Who else do you think might still possibly be alive?
Huh.
James Dean was supposed to be there, right?
Yeah.
Jim
Morrison. Putting out cigarettes on himself.
That's the big one.
Yeah, Jim Morrison.
Yeah. And Janis Joplin's probably there.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, and Jimmy Hoffa. Sitting on top of a 50-gallon drum.
This is a really fascinating subject.
Maybe we should play some music or something.
No one
Where the hell
in.
Is the Vibe Report?
Well, no one called
yeah,
in.
The Vibe, yeah, the Vibe Report not coming in threw us up. Roscoe's in a different time zone. He's at Summerfest in Milwaukee, where I doubt there's a payphone, but if there is one, he'll make it.
Okay.
He's been pretty good about it. We have a choice here. We have two things queued up. We can do our girl group thing, or we can go into Soul Caboose. So you guys can vote.
All right.
There's three.
There's only three of us. So.
Right.
Soul Caboose.
Yeah, that's two for that.
Well,
that
I'm
wins it.
We
kick it off with Archie Bell and the Drells.
Say, man, I'm not. They tell me you think you're pretty good. Don't you know you're in my neighborhood? They tell me you're pretty fast on your feet. So I want you to meet me at the dance hall on Market Street. You hear?
Come on, baby, and get it.
driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub those floors. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. National Guard standing around his doors. Let me tell you, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants me to be just like them. They sing while I slave and I get bored. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. You better believe.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Got it bad, and I know it for sure. You said the only one that can fill your prescription. Oh yeah, and this feeling I've got ain't got but one description. I think you got a thing called love. It's got a hold on me. Got control of me. Love addicts got a hold on me. Love addicts got control of me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Watch out, watch out. Ha. Well, I tried so hard, run away. Oh no, my fever gets higher day by day. Yes it does, y'all. This feeling I've got, it's like a disease, yeah. And it's really got me down. It's got a hold on me. I'm talking about this thing they call love addicts, got a hold on me. Love addicts, got control of me. Love addicts, got a hold on me, y'all. Love addicts, got control of me. Got me, it's got me, it's really, really got me.
Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Ask her. Cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month.
She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, skirt. When we go out, they like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why don't he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice, stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Girl, we're a lesbian for 2 months? Damn, I don't know if she's a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Phil, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister? Why you lesbian? You damn freak! You! She hung up on me! I hate all lesbians! I hate all lesbians! From now on, when I take a woman out, waste time. I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I wanna see or hear a lesbian. Cause my sister is a lesbian.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah.
This is very tough to do now that they have the Scully and the cassette decks on the same rig, so it was a time-killing device. Anyway, that's it. The song everybody's been requesting, T. Valentine and Hello Lucille. Still no complaints on it. I'm disappointed. I thought there'd be some indignant liberal somewhere who was offended by it.
No.
Harvey Scales.
People vote with the radio dial.
Seven Sounds with Loveitis. Solomon Burke. Maggie's Farm, that's from the LP Sol Sings Bob. The Five Deutones with Get It. We open up with Archie Bell and the Drells, and there's going to be a showdown. This is WFMU, East Orange, I'm the Hound. Oh, Bruce, the Yankees won 4-0.
Yeah, thank you, On the Ball listener, for calling in the score.
Who was pitching?
Candelari, I think.
Mm.
He's been having hot starts, but no real good, offense to back him up.
Yeah, well, they bring in Rigetti in the seventh, and...
Rigetti looked really good the other day.
Yeah, well...
First time in about 5 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He's even his usual inflated figures are pretty bad this year.
Yeah. Rigetti's on the mound.
I mean, generally, he's leading the league in saves, but they come, when the Yanks, they'd be up like 11-2. And, they finish the game 11-9, and Rigetti would get a save. Anyway, things to announce. At the See Here Bookstore this Thursday, July the 7th, Nick Toshes and Richard Meltzer will be there signing their new books. And it's a really tiny place, so I hope a lot of people show up, and it's really an uncomfortable, hot, sweaty, stupid situation.
Bring beer and ask stupid questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And don't bring a pen.
I think Toshes likes it when guys bring their girlfriends, and he can, like... make lewd comments to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this Elvis is Alive thing is pretty amazing. I mean, the evidence this woman has compiled is...
underwhelming.
Pretty astounding that there's a screenplay that Elvis supposedly wrote, these letters to him from the William Morris Agency about a script.
For that Kung Fu movie he was going to do?
I don't know. And there's all kinds of weird...
See, Andy stayed up all night the other night reading it, so...
Oh, too bad he's not in here talking about it.
Yeah.
He's so bored with it, he's now reading the paper. Like, Elvis? Forget
it. I think maybe the Jerry Lee Lewis going out with Lisa Marie Presley thing, that might have just been maybe they made that up to see if Elvis was still alive.
Kind of coaxed him out?
That would have brought him out.
No.
Well, not
well,
so.
But here's another possibility. They did that, and it didn't work because Elvis was thinking, well, could be worse. She could be hanging out with Guns N' Roses. She could be stumbling off the Guns N' Roses tour bus.
Next.
Tatum O'Neill would
slack-jawed, yeah.
Linda Blair and Tatum O'Neill, all these girls, they'd be hanging out with, like, Aerosmith. They'd, the band would be in the next town. They'd find them tied to the hotel room coat rack or something. Spread eagle.
Yes, the parents had to come rescue them.
I actually heard that story about a so-called Hollywood band. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Ooh.
I'll tell you when we shut the mics off. Anyway, we have a little tribute to, we were ragging on England before, but there were, you know, one good thing, a few good things came out of there. It's the, everybody's celebrating the 20th anniversary of Monterey this year, you know, K-Rock and, MTV, and who cares? I mean,
it would have been cooler if the Beach Boys had shown, Simon, like they said they were gonna.
Simon and Garfinkel sitting there, going, you know, like looking like two little twerps. But, you know, we're gonna celebrate the 19th anniversary of Brian Jones' death because next year everyone else will do it. We won't want to. So,
be ahead.
You know, for all you bootleg guys out there, you can roll the tapes. We got some weird ones coming up.
Sometimes called Rolling Jones by his fans, and he plays rhythm guitar and harmonica with the group, though he has had no musical training. He was born on February 22, 1944, in Cheltenham, England, and his father is a former school principal, or as they say, headmaster. He is quite extroverted and extremely exuberant when anything happens that makes him happy or that he considers funny. He is very friendly and most likely the most outspoken of the Rolling Stones.
What specific difference would you say there is between the Rolling Stones and the other British groups as of this point?
Well, the essential difference between ourselves and the British groups that are well known in the United States at the moment, as I say, is really, I think we're the first to really have a strong Negro rhythm and blues influence.
Well, I'm going
account for the phenomenal success that you've had here in America and around the world in any way. Why specifically have the Rolling Stones become such a fantastic success?
Well, we just provided the right thing at the right time. We've come along with a very raw sort of music where everything was rather sweet, you know, and sort of things were getting sort of sloppy and sentimental. In England they were anyway, and I believe so in America too, you know, with the sort of Cliff Richard sort of thing. And it was very soft, sweet music, and a new sort of tough element seems to be growing up. I don't mean sort of tough kids, but a new sort of vital sort of urge seems to be growing up amongst the young people. And we provided a music that had the same sort of vitality, and we came along at the right time with the right thing. So it's just sort of, you know, happened.
I'm aware of that. And as a matter of fact, there seems to be a great deal of resistance to the group at the start. How would you account for that?
Well, I suppose there's always resistance to something new, isn't there?
Right.
Always. Always. There's always reaction to every sort of action, there's a reaction, isn't there?
So yes.
One of Newton's laws of motion or something like that.
Very uniquely for a British group, were practically libelous. I've never seen any British group described in the way that the Rolling Stones have. Now, I've met the fellas. They're clean-cut looking boys. You've got very long hair, but you certainly don't look dirty. And this is an allegation that I have read so many times in the magazines, and I just can't understand it. Would you make an attempt to explain this to me and explain it to our listeners?
It's very difficult, because all I can do really is sort of deny it and say that I am... I'm speaking for myself. I resent it very much, being called dirty. And if anyone called me dirty to my face, I wouldn't take it lying down, you know. But, you know, so when you read it in magazines, there's very little you can do. We're really at the mercy of magazine writers. What they write, people believe, you know. And they've written so much dirty rubbish about us.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel very resentful of it, but I just hope that this time around we can show people that we're not dirty, we're not really scruffy, and we're not thick, you know.
Thank you.
before. Your heart is like a diamond. You throw your pearls at twine. And as I watch you leaving me, you pass.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. A tribute to the dead Brian Jones. You know, if you have asthma, exact length of time it takes Chuck Russo, the WFMU engineer, to install a new monitor amp.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
It was just like Star Trek.
I felt like Jim Kirk had, you know, having Scotty, the engineer, bail me out. He opened the whole board and he had the whole thing timed. He said, 15 seconds to solder it. It was great. And
probably just about the only professional thing about this place.
Yeah. But we have stereo in here, which if I would have known we had stereo today, I would have brought my Jack Scott album in stereo. It's amazing. I'll bring it next week. It's perfectly split down the middle, with the bass and drums in one channel and the lead guitar and voice in the other.
Yeah, it's good if you like to play and sing along.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. We also heard some live Stones from the BBC broadcast the last time, Spider and the Fly, Can't Be Satisfied. And Roadrunner from their first demo tape and a ridiculous Brian Jones interview spliced in between all of that. Anyway, what else is... Did I... Station ID, WFMU, East Orange, I'm there.
You did now.
Yeah, all that. Things to announce. There's really nothing going on, but there are all these great movies on TV tonight.
Yeah, wonderful movies.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Devil Doll.
Devil Doll.
Devil Doll. Island of Lost Souls,
my
where Devo ripped off their entire rap from.
Yeah, and Mad Love, which is pretty spectacular, and is one of Greg Toland's finest photography.
Cut the guy's hands off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I did that. Well, so stay in tonight. Stay off the streets, otherwise you could probably get hit with an M80 in the head.
Yeah,
or
boom.
Something like that. Anyway, we've got a few minutes left. We can go kick into it. These guys didn't even place in the Bo Diddley Soundalike contest, but reconsider. The Everly Brothers.
judge. I'm here again, just before you and your jury men. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now, I know she's my best gal, it's true. But how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Children over here, let them speak for themselves. Please hear what they have to say. Now gather around here, children, and tell the judge what you made. Go ahead and tell him what your mammy give you each and every single day.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had
string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine.
Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, beans, beans. Now I wake and I give my wife every cent, just to buy the food and pay house rent. But her ways, it filled me with a discontent, so I thought it was best that I leave her. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true. But how would you like for your wife to give to you?
Beans, beans,
beans in the morning.
Beans, beans, beans.
That's what she give me.
Beans, beans,
beans for supper.
Beans, beans, beans.
She's a fool.
Beans, beans, beans.
I'm cutting out.
Beans, no more beans.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I see our...
Well, and I see you, young 12 o'clock. Me and my baby going to rock, rock, rock. Come on, little baby. Come on, sweet mama. Come on.
story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, and let the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got this world and all of its chance. But when this world of love. And when the world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Well, you've got to bend a little,
getting so there isn't any space to rock like we should, but I've got news. The Martians have got hold of a rhythm and blues, so let's take a rocket ship away up there and rock on Mars where there aren't any squares. We'll rock on Mars with the funny little men, and their skin will be made out of tin. Rock to the sound of funny guitars, rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock tonight until dawn, reach the Martians out to rock on. None of them will be very sad, rocking on Mars till they're content. That music gets a really sent. As soon as we land, we'll dig it too. Rock on Mars, it's me and you. We'll rock on Mars with the funny little men, and their skin will be made out of tin. Rock to the sound of funny guitars, rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock the night until dawn, teach the Martians how to rock on. Teach the Martians how to rock on.
Ready, Rich? Stand by, here we go. This is Annie, take one.
Annie's back.
Annie's back, take one.
Oh, wait a minute, it's my fault. I was wiping my face.
And he's back. Take two.
last Friday evening about a 5:30. Now, wait a minute here, I can't believe my eyes. I looked up yonder by the railroad track. There goes Annie in a new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back in a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back in a brand new Cadillac. Now she's looking good. Now she knows how to act. She said Blackfoot Henry was my study dad, but she put me down when things been bad. But now I'm back and I must be keen. I'm dressed up now in no dirty, dirty jean. And it's back, back. Woo! Telling lies. Says now I'm back and I'll make them true. If you don't watch out, I'm gonna take him to and it's back. In a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back. In a brand new Cadillac. Now she's looking good. Now she knows how to act. And it's back, back, back. In a brand new Cadillac.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Yeah.
Evic, push, push the Bernachevic.
Excuse me?
Push, push.
Nothing. Where are we here? This is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange.
what's left to say, folks. The Catalina Push by the Catalinas, send that one out to all the members of Vince Brinchevich's Air Force who have been described as like the Catalinas, only worse. Little Richard with Annie's Back, Terry Donovan with Rocket on Mars, some severe guitar tonalization on that, huh?
You got that right.
Like
awesome.
That, huh?
I think that was MIDI.
The Five Keys with Glory of Love, Ray Harris, Come On Little Mama, The Shadows with Beans, The Everly Brothers with Gone, Gone, Gone. We got a little tip, August 13th, if we're still alive, Cordell Jackson, the former owner of Moon Records, will be here along with Mr. T, Todd Abramson, and Tav Falco, who, if anybody heard the time the Panther Burns were on the show, they are, without a doubt, the best targets of abuse I could think of.
Oh, man.
But they didn't get any of our jokes, but it was funny.
Kai,
it was funny because
serious guy.
I think Kai got the jokes a little more than Tav did. Anyway, but they got that. They do have a one-armed guitar player. That's always good for radio.
Gustavo.
Anyway, it's about time to go. Laurie S. is up next. I'd like to thank Andy the bartender who road managed today. Lauren from Rolling Stone for the Elvis and Neil Young tips. El Bruce. What is there left to say? Anyway, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise. We'll be here next week.
Science.
Be with me, but if you gotta go, it's alright. But if you gotta go, oh now, all it is you got to stay all night. It ain't that I'm questioning you, just taking part in any kind of quiz. It's just that I ain't got no watch, and you keep asking me what time it is. So if you got to go, it's all right. But if you got to go, go now. All is you got to stay all night. I am just a poor boy, baby, trying to connect. But I certainly don't want you thinking that I haven't got any respect. So if you got to go, it's alright. But if you got to go, go now. All is you got to stay all night. To find the door. So if you got to go, it's alright. But if you got to go, go now. Obvious you got to stay all night.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
W-F-M-U,
particularly when no one is watching.